This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:06 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And Lee Zijia, who is, of course, our badminton player, Malaysian badminton player, won the All England crown yesterday after beating defending champion and second seed Victor Axelsen at Arena Birmingham.
Yes, and this has been really making the rounds. I think, you know, I love how every time there's a badminton victory, it feels like one of those rare moments when we can all come together in some way and feel excited and sort of proud of the things that we can do as a nation. So Zijia hasn't had the easiest of rides getting to this point. He was ranked world number 10 for the Badminton World Federation rankings. He's the first Malaysian to win the All England crown title since Chong Wei back in 2017. But this did come after Zijia lost the semi-finals against Axelsen last year. Following a performance that was fairly, I think, extensively covered as not being up to par back during the World Tour in Bangkok, where he was defeated by Axelsen as well. So this feels like one of those real comeback stories, you know?
That, and it's also worth looking at the score, because this was a bit of a marathon. This was a tough go. The first set is 30-29, which in badminton terms is ages. The second set, he lost 20-22. And then the third set, he was a resounding winner with 21-9. So I think it was kind of in keeping with what we're talking about in terms of this being a comeback story, a sort of underdog story, is also the fact that the match itself was an exciting match. And I think it's interesting that you brought up his performance in previous tournaments and the like, because that's been one of the areas in which he has really been scrutinized. He has been a heavily scrutinized player in the press, partly because of the expectations placed on I think mostly because of the expectations placed on badminton and the role that it plays in our sporting life and our lives as Malaysians watching sports.
Yeah, and in no small part, I think, because following Lee Chong Wei's retirement, a lot of us sort of want that next world champion, you know? Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of that pressure on him as well. The responses to Zijia's this particular win, however, have been really gratifying. So Axelsen himself praised him and said that he was the rightful winner after the match. And Dato' Lin Chong Wei has said that if Zijia can continue to play this way and keep to this form that he showed in the All England tournament, that he has a chance of being a medal contender, which is high praise, because we actually covered this during the Bangkok tournament. Lee Chong Wei, you know, had some fairly strong words for Zijia back then.
Yes, that's right. So he's also generally, I think, been compared to and struggled with those comparisons to Lee Chong Wei, who is a tough act to follow. We don't need to run through the statistics, I think, at this point. Most Malaysians, or anybody really who knows Lee Chong Wei, will understand what the stakes are when you are the next badminton up-and-comer. And I think it's very, very difficult, right, to be compared constantly and to have that that kind of pressure being thrown at you. So, so I think it's really great that we now have Dato' Lee Chong Wei saying that, yes, you have a chance at this. We've also seen the president of BAM, Norza Zakaria, saying it's a real achievement for maintaining Malaysia's presence on the international stage after Lee Chong Wei's retirement. So we're just going to be looking at the significance of this win and the hopes that it might herald some sort of comeback in general, or a movement in not just badminton but Malaysian sports in terms of us being able to encourage talent, right, to rise. And we'd like to know, did you watch the match? How do you feel today with a Malaysian winning the All England Championship? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we will be speaking with Kishanan Sundarasan, who is a Malaysian sports journalist. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Building fit Malaysians, BFM 89.9.
It's 5:12 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We are talking today about Lee Zijia. More specifically, Lee Zijia winning the All England title yesterday after beating defending champion Victor Axelsen. We want to know, did you watch the match? How are you feeling today? And call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Now joining us over Zoom, we have Malaysian sports journalist Keisha Nansundaresan. Keish, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, how are you feeling about Lee Zijia winning All England?
It's been a really, really good day, if I'm being absolutely honest. it's been a while since we've had an experience like that. And when I say an experience, just the entire final, just being glued to the television screens, the three sets, it was incredible. I think a lot of us were, you know, clenching our fists. Our jaws were dropping at multiple moments. There were so many incredible rallies. It was a momentous victory, not just for Malaysia, but even personally for Lee Zijia as well, after everything that he's been through, especially this year. Because I think a lot of people need to remember that earlier this year, he had a very rough start to the 2021 season. He went to Thailand. He had a couple of early exits in both the tournaments there. I think in the first one, it was a quarterfinal exit. The second one, even more disappointingly, was a first-round exit. And in the aftermath of both the tournament, everyone was criticizing him. Everyone was, you know, saying that he's just an overhyped, sort of like a compensated version of Lee Chong Wei, as opposed to Malaysia's next big star. And a lot of these things were being spewed around social media. And you could have imagined the amount of pressure on him. And the man himself went to Instagram, if I'm not mistaken, and, you know, posted stuff like everybody just has different, you know, pathways to in their lives. I think what he was indicating was that he doesn't like the comparison with Chong Wei. And to see him go through all that pressure and then go to All England and perform the way he did, you know, four victories in straight sets. And when it came to the final against the defending champion, he completely brushed him aside, especially in the final set. It was just incredible. The final set was amazing to watch.
So you paint a really vivid picture there. I wanted to know what you thought the main highlights of the game were yesterday.
I think it was his approach. The thing about Zijia is that he's got this very aggressive approach when it comes to being on the court. And the reality is, at All England, I know a lot of people are pointing out that, you know, due to COVID-19 and a lot of stuff, some of the bigger names or some other big names, you know, didn't compete. But the reality is, Lee Zijia essentially beat the world number one, and he essentially got rid of the defending champions. And those are two massive names in the men's singles category. And just the way he approached the game against Victor Axelsen, he looked completely unfazed. And I think the standout moment for me was after the second set, it almost felt as if he said to himself, like, look, I'm done. I'm done putting on a show here. I'm just going to, you know, end this as fast as I can. And he just walked into the third set and completely dominated it. That was the most, you know, exceptional bit of badminton for me that I saw from Lee Zijia yesterday. Just the way he decided to take matters into his own hand, pushed aside Victor Axelsen, and, you know, created his own destiny in the final set.
So you mentioned an aggressive approach on the court there. What else do we need to know about Lee Zijia as a player, you know, for people who might be less familiar with his game?
I think the thing about Zijia is he burst into the scene very early, right? I think in 2016, he was a bronze medalist in the World Junior Championship. But when he truly broke into the scene was 2018, when he won the Chinese Taipei Open. He was, I think, the second Malaysian to win a BWF series title since 2013 at that point. And he was only 21 years old. So when he burst into the scene, there was a lot of expectations. There's a lot of, you know, this sense of excitement and wonder about Lee Zijia. But ever since then, the one thing that has always seemed to stop him back has been his consistency. He does well in one tournament, and a couple of weeks later, he goes to another, and you don't see the, you know, similar level of performance. And this thing has always influenced sort of like public perception of him and public treatment of him as well to a large extent. And I think that's where he might be sort of like turning into a new curve at the moment with the victory at the All England, because he did it in an incredible fashion, and he did it consistently from the first round all the way to the final. The level of performance did not drop, and that bit of consistency is what people want to see.
So what do you think is going to be next for Zijia?
Oh, this is a huge question, because at the risk of wanting to put too much pressure on the man himself. The reality is the big target this year has got to be the Olympics. He's qualified for the Olympics. There will be a lot of expectations on his shoulders, especially after the All England win. And that's my concern, really. I think I've been very, very impressed with the way he's managed himself after the two disastrous performances in Thailand and the way he's sort of managed the pressure and then bounced back in All England. Now, the bigger question becomes, how does he manage the expectations and pressures going into the Olympics? Now, do I think he's got the capacity to win the Olympics? I genuinely think he does. Looking at the way he played, especially in the final, looking at the way he brushed aside Kento Momota, I genuinely think he's got the capacity to win the Olympics. But as even Dato' Lee Chong Wei will tell you, being in the Olympics, competing at the Olympics at the highest level is very rarely just about sheer ability. It sometimes just comes down to things like mental strength. And that's going to be the tricky part for Lee Zijia over the next few months.
So that's something I wanted to pick up on, right? Because going hand in hand with this victory are all the headlines, including either quotes from Dato' Lee Chong Wei or featuring Zijia talking about exactly what you just described, asking not to be compared to our former number one, talking about the pressures in some way. How do you think these headlines impact players?
Oh, I definitely think they do, especially in the context of, if you're specifically talking about Lee Zijia, Dato' Lee Chong Wei's feats over the last decade, over the last 10 years or so, has been absolutely immense. And for anyone to even be put on the same pedestal as him, that puts a lot of pressure on your shoulders. And for Lee Zijia, he's even come out in interviews before, and he's even said that he doesn't like to be compared to Lee Chong Wei. He just wants to sort of set his own legacy and build his own reputation as a player. From a stylistic point of view, I think he's completely different to Lee Chong Wei. I think a lot of people, even Malaysian fans, are starting to take note that stylistically, he's a lot more aggressive than Lee Chong Wei. He's a lot more brazen on the court compared to Lee Chong Wei. He's got a bit of similarities to Chen Long in that sense, China's badminton icon as well. So in that sense, stylistically, he's already very different to Lee Chong Wei. Now, the question mark for him is how much can he continue to perform on the court to also, from an achievement point of view, separate himself from Lee Chong Wei. Because so as long as he struggles, that comparison will always be there. And that's the reality of it. Because the moment he starts to win and he starts to do things consistently on the court, then people will begin to look at him as an individual athlete. But as long as he struggles with consistency, people are always going to draw that comparison. People are always going to link his failures to the fact that he's just not as good as Lee Chong Wei. And that could be detrimental to Lee Zijia.
So taking a step back and looking at the larger picture, are you feeling optimistic about the state of Malaysian badminton and maybe sports in general?
I think I would be lying if I said Malaysian sports or even Malaysian badminton is in a very good hand or is it in good condition at the moment. Ultimately, there's a lot of fundamental issues to be sorted, even within badminton. The performances of most Malaysian athletes in Thailand were not encouraging. In All England as well, I think Lee Zijia's victory is important to celebrate, but it's also important to not use his victory to, mask some of the other problems that we saw in the other categories. Especially, we expected a lot more from Peng Sun and Guo Liu Ying in the mixed doubles category. I think a lot more needs to be done leading up to the Olympics. The reality is, if you looked at the final lineup at All England across all category, and you saw the amount of Japanese shuttlers that are in there, and I think that in itself showed how much we need to play catch up with countries like Japan. And we were missing Indonesia, for example, in the All England. So there's definitely a gap that needs to be closed down. And over the next few months, the focus will be on Olympics. But on a longer term, we need to also prioritize the development of more talents like Lee Zijia, because they're there. They're out there. It's pretty visible that they're out there in Malaysia. But it's about finding them and developing them at a rate where we can start to compete with countries like Japan at the moment across all categories in badminton.
Keish, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Malaysian sports journalist Keeshanan Sundaresan talking about Lee Zee Jia's victory at the All England. We've been asking you how you feel. Did you watch the match? And are you having a good Monday because of it, essentially? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Now we have some messages.
So Farhan says, you remember those legendary Lee Chong Wei Lin Dan duels in which we were always on edge as if we're seconds away from dropping dead from a heart attack? That best describes the first game.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, you look at that scoreline, you know that it went up to 30, and I understand. I did not actually catch the match. I mean, I'm very happy about it, but I also... a while ago, as a sports fan, I had to make the conscious decision to not watch things that I knew I couldn't handle. And I think that badminton, as Farhan is describing, falls very much into that category of when there's a Malaysian in the finals, I just get really nervous.
Plus, sports for me is communal, and this pandemic has just made me sort of less inclined to watch it on my own at home.
I get that.
Yeah, we also have this from Benjamin, who says, I only found out about Zee Jia winning when my Facebook exploded with people asking if Monday would be a public holiday. It's become a Malaysian expectation that when we do well in sports, the next day is a public holiday.
Wow. I think that I'm wondering actually whether the All England falls into that category, whether in 2017 we got a public holiday. Because I know that when it's Olympics and Commonwealth, that sort of thing, that's when we all get really like prepared for the announcement. But I'm not sure that All England is the same, is in the same category, weirdly.
Me neither. I wonder whether we're just getting more greedy with every win. We bring down the notch of what is public holiday deserving.
Yes, that's true. We also have this from Patrick, who says, Chung Han is the coaching director, the coaches Hendra won. It was the best All England singles finals to date, even without the best of the Chinese and Indonesian players there. I only started watching it at 3-all in the third set, and that's when Lee Zee Jia started to run away with it. Woohoo! That's a good space to watch it in, actually. I know that true fans want to be there for the nail biting stuff, but sometimes when you're there for a trouncing, it's very satisfying.
Yeah, I can imagine that if you missed everything else, especially the marathoning that you mentioned in the earlier part, this is the climax. This is the scene that you probably want to come and start watching at.
So we are talking today about Lee Zee Jia winning All England. We want to know, did you watch the match? How are you feeling today? Are you happy, essentially, that we have a Malaysian who's taken that crown once more? After 2017, which was the last time Lee Chong Wei won it, you can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Because speaking of Patrick talking about Lee Zee Jia starting to run away with it, we now have a little song of victory. It's MC Hammer with You Can't Touch This, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.